DeepEnglish.com.
When Max Montgomery met Andy Traynor for a first date, he had high hopes. They went surfing on a California beach early in the morning and had a great time. Exhausted and happy, the couple left the ocean. Then, out of the blue, 56-year-old Max collapsed. He lay on the sand, silent and still. Fortunately, Andy was a doctor, whose years of training kicked in. She immediately began to perform CPR. It was the first time her lips had touched his. You could say it was their first kiss. It saved Max's life. Max came to in the ambulance. His first emotion was one of embarrassment. He said he felt ashamed he had ruined a perfect date. At the hospital, doctors diagnosed Max with a heart attack. He got on the horn to tell Andy the news. He also wanted to apologize for ruining their day together. Andy broke down in tears when she heard his voice. She said, "I was so relieved because I was so upset that I had met this amazing person and now he could be gone." Max went into surgery the next day. After his operation, he'd told Andy he'd understand if she didn't want a second date. Max explained, "Who wants to date someone who just had a heart attack?" Andy said she did. She said the whole experience made her appreciate who Max really is. A few weeks after surgery, the two had another date. They were strolling along the beach when Andy said, "You can kiss me for real now." Max did exactly that. He claimed at that moment his heart felt healed, inside and out. Some say finding true love is rare. In a world with 7 billion people, what are the chances you'll ever bump into your soulmate? Former NASA roboticist Randall Munroe has studied the mathematical possibility of such a question. He believes the odds are stacked against us finding our soulmate. If we assume our soulmate is of the opposite gender and within a few years of our age, we would still have to find them in a pool of 500 million potential soulmates. It's like finding a needle in a haystack. Perhaps Andy and Max would beg to differ. They might say that finding a soulmate defies numbers. As John Steinbeck once wrote, "If it is right, it happens. Nothing good gets away."